So, basically, I don't want to go into too much more detail because I think we've gone over time, but the essence of this series that we covered over the past few days for Wahi is that we begin to appreciate what Wahi truly is. And the reality of Wahi is that it is the secret of our deen. This is the magic of our deen. This is the miracle of our deen. This is what converted people to our deen. This is what brings people into the deen. This is what allows you to progress within the deen. It's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I felt that in this day and age, looking at my own life, I felt how unfortunate it is that I've interacted in such depth with so many other books besides the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only because I lacked an appreciation of what Wahi truly is. And so I thought that for myself and for all of my brothers and sisters, it would be beneficial that we talk about Wahi and actually truly understand what a great blessing it is upon us. All the way from the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to reveal Wahi upon us, to the great night which changed the history of mankind with the revelation of the first Wahi upon the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the subsequent preservation of that Wahi in the current form in which we recite it, and then the fact that to remind us of what a miracle Wahi truly is. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to interact with this Wahi, to inculcate this Wahi, to share this Wahi, and to enact our lives according to this Wahi. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. He was the Quran walking upon the earth. And in this day and age, it's true, people don't read the Quran, but I saw such a beautiful billboard. I hate billboards, and I hate these things that people put up, these little slogans, but it was just such a nice slogan. They said that it said that people will not in this day and age, basically the gist of it was that in this day and age, people will not recite the book, so the only book they'll read is you. Meaning, in this day and age, we're not going to be able to hand the Quran to a group of people. They're not going to just pick it up and recite it. But what the Sahaba realized, and what the Tabi'een and Tabi' Tabi'een and people after them realized, is that they became the Quran walking. And when they became the Quran walking, people read them. People read their mannerisms. People read the way they interacted with one another. People read the greatness about them, and that attracted them to the deen. They were the Quran walking on the earth. Why? Because they emulated the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was, according to Aisha radiallahu anha, the Quran walking upon the earth. So this is what we have to become. There's no other way around it. You're not going to spread Islam by handing out pamphlets. And you're not going to spread Islam through websites. And you're not going to spread Islam the way it truly should be spread, through phone lines and faxes and emails. You're going to spread Islam in yourself by inculcating the Holy Quran within our lives, and then to others by them interacting with us. See, we're the interface between the people and the Quran. Eventually, when they come into the deen, they'll read the Quran and they can overlook the inconsistencies within us. And they'll have a deep and respected interaction with the Holy Quran. But to get them there, we are the portal. We are the interface. Remember we talked about this great interface that existed between humanity and Allah in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it allowing the wahi to reach humanity? Well, in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created each and every one of you in this group as an interface for the rest of mankind. They're not going to pick up the book. They will not be able to interact with the book until they see you. They see it in us. They see us walking, and then they say, what makes this person so unique? Why is it that this person isn't depressed and I'm sitting depressed all the time? Why is it that this person's always so happy? Why is it that this person is so just? Why is it that this person is so calm no matter what difficulty arises in his life? How can I be like him? This is how the Sahaba brought people to Islam. They didn't hand out pamphlets and books and give lectures. They would just go in front of people. And people would say, how can I become like you? You're the most amazing man I've ever met. You're the most amazing woman I ever met. These are the most amazing children I've ever met. And then the Sahaba would just say, kunu mithlana. Kunu mithlana. That was their dawah. Kunu mithlana, be like us. So make yourselves similar to us, and people would come in droves. People would come in droves into the deen based on their inculcation of the Holy Quran in their heart. So that's the exact responsibility that befalls us. That's the message that I want you to take away from this series. You can take a lot of notes, and you could write down the way it was compiled, and the 4 Sahaba who did this, and the 3 Sahaba who did that. And that's all fun and games. That's history. Those people passed. They did what they had to do. They earned their reward. The responsibility is now upon us to carry this to the next generation. And that's going to come through opening up the book and sitting down with it. If you don't have the ability to do it alone, find a teacher, someone who will discipline you, someone who will sit with you in front of the Holy Quran. And inshallah, over time, you will eventually develop a deep relationship with it. It will overtake you, and when it overtakes you, it will overflow from your heart and begin to flow into your community. And when that happens, that's when miracles begin to occur, and that's when you begin to experience, not read about, but experience the miracle of the Quran in your own daily life. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to develop such a relationship. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.